Welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today we're diving into a fascinating topic, astrological self-care. We're going to explore how you can tailor your wellness practices to your zodiac sign. Let's start by acknowledging that astrology is a complex field, and it's not just about your sun sign. There's your moon sign, your rising sign, and so much more. But for the sake of simplicity, we're going to focus on sun signs today. Let's start with Aries. Aries, you're a fire sign, known for your energy and enthusiasm. You're always on the go, which can sometimes lead to burnout. For you, self-care might look like scheduling in downtime, making sure you have moments of rest and relaxation to balance out your active lifestyle. Try activities like yoga or meditation to help calm your mind and body. Next, we have Taurus. Taurus, you're an earth sign known for your practicality and reliability. You love comfort and luxury, so your self-care might involve indulging in your senses. This could be through a luxurious bath, a delicious meal, or even just spending time in nature. Gemini, you're an air sign known for your curiosity and adaptability. You're always thinking, always learning, which can sometimes lead to mental exhaustion. For you, self-care might look like taking a break from information overload. Try activities like journaling or painting to help clear your mind. Cancer, you're a water sign, known for your sensitivity and intuition. You're deeply emotional, which can sometimes be overwhelming. For you, self-care might look like setting boundaries and protecting your emotional energy. Try activities like therapy or mindfulness to help manage your emotions. Leo, you're a fire sign, known for your confidence and charisma. You love being the center of attention, but this can sometimes lead to feeling drained. For you, self-care might look like taking time for yourself, away from the spotlight. Try activities like reading or gardening to help recharge your batteries. Virgo, you're an earth sign known for your meticulousness and practicality. You're always striving for perfection, which can sometimes lead to stress. For you, self-care might look like letting go of perfectionism and embracing imperfection. Try activities like yoga or meditation to help cultivate a sense of acceptance. Libra, you're an air sign, known for your diplomacy and fairness. You're always trying to keep the peace, which can sometimes lead to neglecting your own needs. For you, self-care might look like prioritizing your own well-being. Try activities like therapy or journaling to help express your needs and feelings. Scorpio, you're a water sign, known for your intensity and passion. You feel things deeply, which can sometimes be overwhelming. For you, self-care might look like managing your emotional intensity. Try activities like mindfulness or meditation to help balance your emotions. Sagittarius, you're a fire sign known for your optimism and adventurousness. You're always seeking new experiences, which can sometimes lead to feeling scattered. For you, self-care might look like grounding yourself. Try activities like yoga or spending time in nature to help center yourself. Capricorn, you're an earth sign, known for your ambition and discipline. You're always working towards your goals, which can sometimes lead to burnout. For you, self-care might look like taking breaks and celebrating your achievements. Try activities like spa days or treating yourself to a nice meal to help relax and reward yourself. Aquarius, you're an air sign, known for your originality and independence. You're always thinking outside the box, which can sometimes lead to feeling misunderstood. For you, self-care might look like finding your tribe, people who understand and appreciate you. Try activities like joining clubs or online communities to help connect with like-minded individuals. And finally, Pisces, you're a water sign, known for your empathy and intuition. You're deeply sensitive, which can sometimes lead to feeling overwhelmed. For you, self-care might look like protecting your emotional energy. Try activities like therapy or mindfulness to help manage your emotions. Remember, these are just suggestions based on general traits of each sign. Everyone is unique, and what works for one person might not work for another. The key is to listen to your body and your intuition and do what feels right for you. That's all for today's episode on astrological self-care. I hope you found it insightful and that it inspires you to tailor your wellness practices to your zodiac sign. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.